The Green Divas love food. Organic, local, fresh, whole, delicious food. Here now is another Green Diva foodie file.
Hey everybody, today we're talking to an old friend of ours from the Green Divas who we haven't talked to in a while, Jared Koch, who's the founder of Clean Plates. And if you haven't heard of Clean Plates, you want to know about Clean Plates because, you know what, Green Divas and dudes, just we're foodies and we should know about Clean Plates. So tell us, Jared, hi, tell us a little bit about Clean Plates and how people can find it.
Sure. Hi, how are you doing? So best way, good to hear. So best way to find us is at cleanplates.com. Best way to engage with us is to subscribe to our email, and we also have iPhone app. Basically, what we do is, you know, the whole mission of the company is just to make it easy and enjoyable for people to eat clean, better for you food that also tastes good. So we kind of classify ourselves as clean eating foodies. We don't want to sacrifice the experience of eating, the pleasure of eating, but we very much care about the quality of the food that we're putting in our body and where it comes from, how it affects us personally, and also, of course, how it affects the environment. And so, more specifically, how we do it, we currently do it in a few different ways, but we started as a guide to healthy and sustainable restaurants, and we still do that with print and digital versions. We do that in right now in New York and LA, and are planning on expanding across the country to multiple cities. And then we also, on our email and our website, we really curate the best products that are out there, recipes, services. So really everything is just designed to find the latest and greatest for the lifestyle, so just to make it easier for people to be able to live it and eat this way. And we try to take away any excuse people have to not eat this way.
Well, I really appreciated it because as a busy Green Diva, you know, I often do eat out, or I'm traveling, or I'm in the city, and your initial book was The Green Plates in New York City, and I actually kept that book with me all the time. I had it in my bag or my purse or whatever, and depending where I was, I would look up, like, okay, this is where we want to go, because yep. I know, and Jared says, and your team or whoever, your researchers, but to me it was Jared. Jared said, you know, and it was really easy to understand. Like, they served vegan, the prices were reasonable, blah, blah, blah. They have organic, they do local, all those different things. And I think it's nice to think that, gee, I'm going to prepare all my food and I'm going to do this whole, you know, fantastic homey kitchen thing all the time. But that's not reality for me and for many people. So I think it's a brilliant idea. Because I don't want to compromise when I'm out there. You know, when we learn, you know, because you do this, you start to learn things that, you know, like the kinds of pesticides that are just showered all over strawberries, right? That's one of those things you just don't want to eat. That's in the Dirty Dozen, right? That EWG, Environmental Working Group does. And so when I'm out, I'm like looking at my plate going, geez, they look really good, but like, you know, bummer. And, you know, while it isn't going to kill me necessarily, now that I know, it's very hard to do.
Right. No, absolutely. You want to feel good about the food you're putting in your body. And like you said, once you have a better understanding, more awareness, once you commit to eating this way, you want to do it as much as possible. I mean, I'm a big believer in, you know, there's no such thing as perfection. And so you can't do it all the time, but you want to do it as much as possible. And you want to, you know, you want to feel good about the food you're putting in your body. So especially if you're going to a restaurant, you're paying a lot of money for a meal. You don't want to feel like, oh, I'm eating this and like be worrying the whole time. It's just, you know, it does not make for a pleasant experience. And and the good news is that there's just more and more chefs and restaurants that really care about this as well and are really doing a good job sourcing and making sure, you know, and really meeting the demand for better quality food.
Well, and that's the other aspect. I was thinking that if we do vote with our dollars and we are trying to get producers to make, you know, to support local farmers so they produce more and let the manufacturers and producers know we do want organic, clean food. And so why not go to those restaurants that are doing this and support them in their efforts to help, you know, further this this way of being.
No, absolutely. Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I think obviously there's a lot of systemic problems with the food supply and the, you know, the, that need to be addressed, whether it's politically or, you know, on a systemic level. But it all really starts from us as individuals, from the consumers really demanding this and supporting the companies and the organizations that are, like, at least attempting to do a good job. And,
right.
You know, I think it just, and I've seen it over the years, just how it's, you know, exponentially growing. And it does make a difference. And the more we can, you know, not only just for our own personal health, but just from a movement standpoint and really contributing to change, it's so important to support these people that are all a part of the movement.
Well, speaking of change, I think it's been at least 3 years since we've spoken. How long has it been? You were just starting the first book, I think.
Yeah, it's been about 3 years.
So my question is I believe things have shifted an awful lot in those 3 years, not just for Clean Plates or the Green Divas, but doing what we do, we see some of the changes. What are you seeing happen out there?
Yeah, I mean, I'm very optimistic because of it. I agree with you. It's been really large shifts, I think, you know, in two ways. One, just the more and more people are concerned about this, care about this, are doing, you know, eating this way, making these choices. So I think that's just, you know, very positive. And also because of that, then, you know, those people are just people, and a lot of those same people are shifting careers and want to do something that related to their passion. And, you know, like we were saying, specific to the restaurant industry, but also just in the consumer product industry. And there's growth all around. And there's so many more services that are, like, even delivering, you know, farmers market food. So, like, directly from farm to your house. And there's just so much going on in the space, which is really, you know, just changing things.
It's
on
a fabulous
level. It's really fabulous.
It's
yeah.
a fabulous time to be a foodie.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm looking forward to, because I'm hoping that we'll get to talk to you, you know, more, and we'll zero in on a couple of topics, because I know you're a foodie like us, and you're out there, and you're gathering information that we aren't necessarily gathering, and it's really interesting. So, folks, really, tell us again the URL so they can go visit Clean Plates.
It's www.cleanplates.com, so Clean Plates with an S at the end, .com.
And if you live in L.A. or New York, you must get the books, get the latest one, get the latest version, and I know you probably always have new ones coming out.
Yep. Yeah, no, our 2015 ones are coming out in October of 2014.
Wow.
Yeah, no, it's great. And if you're not in L.A. and New York, like I was saying earlier, we have an email publication with really great content that's all the recipes and products and just advice and information. So it's great to sign up for that as well.
Definitely. Well, thank you for catching up a little bit, Jared, and I'll look forward to more coming soon.
I look forward to it. Thanks for having me.
Hope you're hungry. For more easy and delicious recipes and even more foodie information, go to thegreendivas.com. That's THEGreenDivas.com.